Good morning, everybody. It's John here. I really like this time of year. It's starting to get light out earlier, and instead of sitting in the dark recording this for everybody, I can look out my window and actually see things growing. It's still pretty cold, gray, and rainy here, but I can look out into my backyard and see some of the flowers that have been coming up and the trees starting to get leaves, so that's nice. We're in the middle of getting the Mac Stories Weekly number 30 ready for everybody. I think it's a really good one this time. Federico went a little nuts with the workflows. He's got some really good ones coming. I like Fridays because we put this thing to bed fairly early in the day. And then, for the most part, Fridays are kind of my day off. I don't do a ton of writing on Fridays. If I have a review coming out that day, that's a little different, or if I end up doing a link post or something. But for the most part, I take it fairly easy on Fridays, which I like. Last night, I was finishing up my column for the newsletter, Ongoing Development, and just as I was finishing, I looked in the Telegram app and saw that Federico was posting a bunch of audio files. And it turns out what he was doing, we have a special channel called, I think it's MS, it's funny, I don't even remember. It's called, let's see here. It's called MS Test Chan, and that's where we just test things out. For instance, that GIF that I posted last night, I tested in there first in the test channel first because I wasn't sure if I was doing it right, and I didn't want to just throw up a static image into the Mac Stories channel. So I tested it out there. So he was testing out some audio files because he's got a workflow that he's been refining that will take the WAV files that we record and convert them to MP3s and then add metadata. So it adds both artwork and artist information, that sort of thing. So instead of just seeing that it's something that I recorded because my name is on it as the poster, it will also have my name on it as the artist. So it's just a little easier to see whether it's me or Federico or whomever posting an audio clip. And when you use it on iOS, you get to see the artwork. When you play an audio clip in Telegram, it typically just plays in a little bar at the top, but if you tap on that bar, you can expand the audio player to the full screen, and then it shows you the artwork, which is real nice. It's the kind of Telegram blue Mac Stories logo that we've been using for the Mac Stories Lounge. So last night, Federico was testing that out, and I started testing it with him too. I had some troubles early on, but in the end, those all got resolved, and it's really cool. It's going to save us, I think, a fair amount of time. It's funny because I just wrote for the monthly log about the workflow I was using about a week ago, because we were using the voice message feature to post audio clips before. But I think we're going to go with the MP3s for a while. We had a couple of technical glitches dealing with the voice messages that made it a little unreliable. So I think this will be both more reliable from our standpoint and also be a little better for people who are members of the Mac Stories Lounge to be able to see both, you know, who recorded it easily and the artwork and that kind of thing. It just looks a little more polished. So that's about it for today. I'm going to go see where things stand on the newsletter. I think Graham's putting the pieces in as I speak, which means he'll be sending around the draft in a little while for all of us to do a quick read through and proofread, and then off for the rest of the day. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well and has a great weekend. I will talk to you soon.